Everyone wants self-love, but how do you get it? If you scroll down to the bottom of this article, there is a video that say what I say, everyone wants love. What love? Self-love. I am reviewing Harv's Enlightened Warrior Training, online. In that 5-day course I completed some 13 years ago, classroom was less than half of the time. We did an incredible amount of work that felt and looked dangerous. The online courses, of course, the classroom portion of that course. I didn't remember a word of what we did in that classroom. But as weird as it may sound, now I live about 70% of that course. Why not 100%? Very good question. I benefited, in hindsight, this much, even though the actual classroom part, what we normally call what we learned, was just a few hours. And the most impactful part only 45 minutes. The part about integrity is about 45 minutes, and has the potential of turning your life, your results, your self-image, your level of self-trust and self-love around. It is confronting. Because most people, including me, spend most of our time, out of integrity with lies sent out to the universe. The key to all that self-love, and self-trust is integrity, a way of being and behaving where your word is law. Integrity is the key that opens the door to all the things I teach. Without integrity none of it works. Really, without integrity nothing you plan will happen as you planned it. Without integrity you'll remain on the same level where you are, no growth is possible. The part I heard as if it were the first time is the part where it is said that even if you keep your word, do what you said you would do and on time, etc. If you don't keep your word in the small stuff, you forfeit your power to do the big stuff. Somehow the universe knows and ignores your intentions. Is there such a thing as the universe? I say there isn't. There is a whole universe inside you, and that is the one that has an intimate knowledge of what you do, who you are being, if you are working in an empowering context, and if it is all about you. Or if you desire to receive for the sake of sharing. And that inside universe knows if you are full of SHT and small things. And not surprisingly your results will be consistent with that. That, unfortunately, includes me and my results. In big things and small things. I can track my results in many ways, I don't need to share them with you. If you are in business you know the ways. Instead I will share the size of actions I failed to have integrity in. I said I was going to do it and I didn't. 1. I said I was going to chuck the expensive French bread when I realized that it makes me both stupid and sick. I didn't. 2. I said I was going to water the plants, and I haven't watered them for 2 weeks now. 3. I said I was going to draw a heart and sneak it to my next door neighbor's door, where the 2-year-old did the same thing for me. I still haven't done it. And it is a day past Valentine's Day. And I have been ongoingly promised to exercise, even if just a little bit, and I haven't done that. I also have abandoned a budding friendship because the dude canceled in the last minute. But I haven't told him I don't want to be friends with him anymore. As you see, these are all small things in the context of my business, my income. And yet they have a direct effect on my income. How? I've been experimenting with my students to see if it really works the way I think it may. It seems to be the case. Let me explain. Your inner universe is a who. Not stable, not fixed, not something that isn't affected by your actions, including your words. Which means, if you can affect the who of you, then you can affect somehow the outcomes. In the first step in my experiment I taught my students a step-by-step method to turn themselves into producers. Being a producer is a heavenly way of being in life. Powerful, fulfilling, and full of self-love. So every student was interested. In the outcome. One did exactly what I taught, no cut corners, no fuzzy things, exactly. She reported back. I added some course correction, she followed the course correction. And then I dropped a soaring method move, and she got wings. She had been building up her integrity for weeks, and the last step was to become a producer process. The rest of the class cut corners, did the process either dutifully, or partially, or not the way it was given. So they weren't prepared really to use the soaring method and expect similar results. This is both good news and bad news. If you have integrity, you become a magician with the soaring method. If you have no integrity, the soaring method will be just another way you disappoint your inner universe and prove it that you are a loser, a no-good bum, or something of that sort. Given that I am starting to teach the soaring method this coming Saturday, it is time for me to do some house cleaning, cleaning up my integrity. So I have put the bread in the garbage. I drew a few hearts, cut them out, glued them on a bigger heart and took it next door when I took out the bread to feed the squirrels, the birds and the deer. If they like it. I've exercised so far 3 minutes since I started this article today and will do so every day, while I wait for my tea to brew. I'll still have to send an email to the We Almost Became Friends dude and tell him about my decision, with compassion. As you can see, unless I have integrity, I have no power. And I train you to my state, which is spotty integrity. The increase of my results in other areas will be only the gravy or the icing on this cake. But Sophie, is it all success in someone else's hands? You teach that all money comes from other people. How do other people know that you are an integrity? Or who you are? Or that they should befriend you, or buy from you? Actually, I don't exactly know. But I am an empath. No, scratch that, I am a trained true empath. I feel the person in their inner state in their writing. Who they were while they wrote it. Or while they created a course. So the inner state is an exact match to who you are, your attitude, your level of integrity, self-love, self-trust, at the exact moment when you write what you write. And although there is only one true empath, and only about 1,000 empaths, every single human is equipped to feel who you are. Is everyone attracted to good, high-minded, generous people? No. If you are a gonoff, a thieving, cheating, lying individual, you are not attracted to a person with integrity. Why? Because your insides make you feel bad in that person's presence. Their being shames your insides. This is one of the reasons so few people are attracted to the work I teach, and so many are attracted to the fake ones. I can even detect this in my coaching program where I'm a client. I see that of the two coaches, each participant is attracted to the one who they are most similar to. So how about my students? I have people in my classes who are habitual liars. How come they're in my classes? Their innards, their self wants to be all they can be, and their innards are sending them to me. The people who are attracted to the liars, their insides are already rotten. They would never do well with me, or in my classes, because they are only interested in learning better and more efficient ways to lie. Luckily, my ambition is in teaching a lot of people a few things. My ambition is to take some, very few people all the way. And as it is becoming more and more obvious, that is an incredible amount of steps and work. It took me 32 years to get to a place where I am joyful and can safely say, without lying, I am happy. Will it take you, if you are a good match to my work, will it take you that long too? With the ever-increasing speed that I am discovering layers to this mastery, I am confident that it doesn't even have to take you a year. A few weeks, or was it months ago, I muscle tested, and Source told me there are 27 layers. And Source today tells me I have lifted the 27th layer. But how long it will take you, is really up to you. I just read an email that roughly said, this is my schedule. I can't make any of your classes. Of course I could change my schedule if I wanted to. Yeah, I got that. I got that the writer of this email is not someone I can take to the promised land. But at least he has told me the truth. The people who didn't come to my Saturday or Sunday class. They aren't even telling me the truth, they have zero commitment to doing the work to the end. So I give them what they paid for, and they get as far as they can get with the so-so effort, the no integrity, no ambition ways they demonstrate. And how you do anything is how to do everything. They probably live their lives exactly the same way. So-so. I participated in landmark education, for 26 years. I spent hundreds of whole weekends participating or assisting in programs, all over the country. It was expensive, it was exhausting, it took all I had to give. And I gave it. This is how I got to where I got to. In addition to the special abilities I inherited. Did you think you are going to show up to some classes and have all your life given to you on a gold platter? Obviously the answer is yes. Don't be surprised if you feel hatred. Self-hatred. It is normal. Really. Make peace with it, or change your mind. It's really simple. With that said, if you are one of the people who will want to be trained in the magical techniques of the art of soaring, and the power of luck, the course is called the Soaring Method. The word soaring is not a result in this program, it is a starting point. If you have zero integrity, or zero interest in integrity, you cannot access soaring. The state of soaring. What is a state of soaring? It is an altered state where your word is law. Where your word can be honored as reality, as fact. Without that, every move of the soaring method is just plain wishful thinking. Magical blah blah. Because the essence of the soaring method is ahem. Soaring. Lol. So if you are one of the 90% who are not even interested in integrity, don't bother, please. But really, don't bother with any of my programs. They won't work for you. With that said, if you consider yourself part of the 10%, you can apply to participate in the soaring method that starts on Saturday, February 20th at 2 PM New York time. It is in a webinar format, and you need a good working microphone to participate. The group sessions are once a month, and in between the sessions, you have access to me through email. To help you shape and reshape what we are working on. And help you restore your integrity, so you can soar. Go to step 2. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. P.S. The human machine that I call your racket, is a machine that wants to gain goodies, we call them payoffs, that are all desire to receive for the self alone. Cabal calls it the only evil there is. I tend to see the world that way myself. So as long as your racket is ruling your life, as long as your payoffs are the drivers of your actions, being right, looking good, dominating, justifying, winning, and avoiding responsibility, you cannot have even interest in integrity. All the payoffs are desire to receive for the self alone. And the decision of what is integrity, unfortunately to you, are not made by a current human standards where greed is good, for example. No. The decision is made by the self. And the self is a part of you that you can also call the human spirit. And it wants to fly. Instead of robbing other people of their right to life. All payoffs are stealing. Integrity and stealing cannot be in the same sentence. So there you have it. This is why 90% of humanity is not even interested in integrity, they are interested in stealing. Life, livelihood, dignity, honor, happiness, truth, beauty, freedom, human rights, everything. PPS, a little inspiration for you. Go to www.yourvibration.com/sleep.